We've all heard it said that we humans are defined by our tool making. So let me put a question to you. What were our first tools? The matter can very quickly grow confusing. Chimpanzees, even birds, not only select branches and twigs for use as tools, they shape them as well. Tool making by itself is not enough to set us apart. We need to ask if something about our tool making sets us aside from other animals. Anthropologist Kathy Schick's and Nicholas Toth's book, Making Silent Stones Speak, offers an answer. They remind us that when Lucy and I first stood up on the plains of East Africa, we did no better than our four-footed ape cousins, and, as we saw in Track 2, we didn't evolve into large-brained species until about 2 million years ago. It was just before that evolution, about 2.4 million years ago, that our Homo habilis progeny began shaping stone implements. It is those tools that mark our departure from other apes. Those tools mark us as tool makers. If we are to understand what we became, we need to go back and look closely at those crude stones. It takes a trained eye to see those ancient artifacts as tools. No delicate arrowheads or harpoons here. No recognizable tools of any kind. These are hardly more than rocks with pieces chipped out of them. What were they used for? Scraping, hammering? So scholars take to the forest to see how such tools might have been used. Photos show anthropologists flaying meat from dead animals, separating bones, sharpening sticks, and scraping hides. Gradually they learn what our 2 million-year-old ancestors did with each type of tool. As they do, the sophistication of those chipped rocks becomes clear. And what about the stone tool as a weapon? Who can forget that first scene in the movie 2001? For Stanley Kubrick, we became human when apes on some antediluvian desert found they could use a bone to kill other apes.
The fact is, anthropologists find little ancient evidence of manufactured stone weapons or of early bones being used as tools, for that matter. The stone-aged Cain may have slain Abel, but you and I use these new technologies for far better things than fratricide. Anthropologists show how the earliest stone tools did what other animals could do. Our digging sticks copied an aardvark's digging feet. Our meat scrapers imitated a saber-toothed tiger's flesh-cutting teeth, and so forth.
That replication of other animals is where we see our emergence as a single species capable of replicating the function of other more specialized creatures. Shaping stone, for all its seeming simplicity, was a huge departure for our species. When we really see how sophisticated it was, we're less surprised that larger brains followed after we had stone tools. As anthropologists take the trouble to experience the mind-expanding rush of recreating our earliest tools, they see why Lucy and I went on to become something so different from any other primate. And we'll find in the next track that it was Lucy who showed us the way.